Today, South Korean security forces killed 7 North Korean soldiers as they were attempting to get back to the border. The North Koreans were armed but dressed as civilians in jeans and T-shirts. They were part of a team of commandos stranded after trying to sneak into the South. Yesterday, a North Korean submarine was discovered just off South Korea's eastern coast. The bodies of 11 North Koreans were found on a mountaintop nearby. One man was captured soon afterward, and another is believed to be at large. New York Times Tokyo Bureau Chief Nicholas Kristof is in Seoul, South Korea. He says North Korea has been making smaller incursions into South Korean territory for years.
It seems that there have been these kinds of things all along, and one of the things that I think a lot of South Koreans are wondering about is why. And the most worrisome answer that comes back, there are several, but the most worrisome is that North Korea is still thinking about an invasion and making preparations or planning for the possibility of an attack. And that's certainly sobering up a lot of people down here these days.
Well, now, take us back again through what actually happened. A North Korean submarine evidently came down along the coast of South Korea, surfaced, and people came ashore in rafts, do we think?
Presumably, the North Korean submarine was planning on some kind of an infiltration mission. It was going to drop off a group of a dozen or maybe a few more North Koreans into South Korea. They had South Korean army uniforms and South Korean clothes so they could blend in better. And then instead of just dropping them off, for some reason, the submarine may have had engine trouble and it drifted into the shore and was grounded. And then when they saw what had happened, all of the North Koreans abandoned the submarine. They tried to burn it to reduce its intelligence value. They all went ashore. Then at that point, 11 of the people on board were killed. Most of those 11 were crew members of the submarine. And initially, we thought that those 11 people had committed suicide, that the most senior of them had shot them one by one and then turned the gun on himself. The problem was that he was found with a pistol only, and when they did autopsies today, they found that most of the 11 had been killed with AK-47 bullets, and indeed there were AK-47 shells found there. And so the grim speculation right now is that possibly they were killed by the commandos, because they were not so well trained in survival techniques and might have been a burden. And ever since then, there's been this hunt for their surviving commandos.
Now, when you say commandos who came ashore, what would be a mission? At least what do the South Koreans say is the kind of mission that the North might want to infiltrate a dozen people to perform in the South?
The last big mission involving so many people is maybe the best guide. That was in 1968. There were 31 North Korean commandos who sneaked across the border, and they came in and wore South Korean army uniforms, and they tried to assassinate the South Korean president at the time, Park Chung-hee. This time, you know, who knows? They might have been trying to attack some kind of installation. There are a number of South Korean army bases in that area. There's an airport in the vicinity. They may have been trying to drop off some people simply as spies to blend into South Korean society and filter back information from time to time. But we won't really know until the people who have been seized begin to talk, and right now they're resisting.
And as you've said, the most dramatic scenario here would be that this was an advance team of some sort that would be sent over to disrupt communications in advance of a larger infiltration.
Yeah, that's, I guess, the most worrisome thing, and that's why South Korea takes these so seriously. South Korea still rakes some beaches every night and then checks the beaches in the morning for infiltrators. And the reason is that as much as we know of North Korean military doctrine, which is very little, I mean, we really know more about life on Mars than life in North Korea, but from what we know of North Korean military doctrine, it seems that the first sign of an attack would be to send in special forces. They have about 100,000 of these people who've been trained in basically creating chaos behind enemy lines. And so you know, who knows whether North Korea would indeed ever attack. It would certainly seem suicidal for them to do so. But if they were to do it, then presumably the first sign would be these kinds of commandos.
Well, apart from trying to round up any of the surviving commandos, what else might the South Koreans do in the way of retaliation for something like this?
Well, I mean, I think one result is there are going to be a lot more strained relations with the North, and any kind of hope of cooperation, of investment, of greater trade, of any kind of greater harmony on the peninsula is probably going to be laid aside for right now. And in that sense, the, you know, the real losers from this are not the North Korean leaders, or even, you know, the 18 dead North Koreans so far, but the 22 million odd North Koreans who are hungry now and who are less likely to get any kind of food assistance, you know, from the West or from South Korea anytime soon.
Nick Kristof, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Nicholas Kristof is the Tokyo bureau chief of the New York Times. We reached him today in Seoul, South Korea.